Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was highly respected because God had helped him lead the army of Aram to victory. But Naaman had a problem. He had a disease called leprosy. The disease affected his skin. One time, when the army of Aram raided the army of Israel, they brought back a young girl who became a servant to Naaman's wife. That's where this story begins.
I wish my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria. The prophet could heal Master Naaman of his leprosy.
Did you hear that? Naaman's wife told Naaman what the servant girl had said. Then Naaman went and told the king.
By all means, Naaman, go. I will send a letter to the king of Israel, telling him to receive you.
So Naaman left. He took with him gifts of silver and gold and clothing, and he took the letter from the king of Aram. The letter said, "With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he wasn't nearly as excited as Naaman. In fact, the king was so upset that he tore his robes.
"I can't believe this letter. Am I God? Why did the king of Aram send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? I think he's just trying to pick a fight with me."
Elisha, the prophet of whom the servant girl had spoken, heard what was going on.
"O king of Israel, why are you so upset? Why did you tear your robes? Have the man with leprosy come to me. He will know there is a true prophet of God in Israel."
So the king of Israel sent Naaman with all his horses and chariots on their way. They stopped at the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a servant out to speak to Naaman. The servant told Naaman that he was to go and wash himself 7 times in the Jordan River, and his skin would be healed. Naaman was not happy.
"I thought this prophet would come out and call on God. I thought he would wave his hand over my skin and the disease would be cured. There are plenty of rivers in my own country, and the waters in those rivers are better than the waters here in Israel. Why can't I just go and wash in them?"
Naaman turned and went off in a rage, but his servants ran after him. One of the servants spoke up.
"Master Naaman, if the prophet has told you to do some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? But he only told you to do something simple. Why don't you at least give it a try?"
"Well, I suppose you're right. What can it hurt?"
So Naaman went down and dipped himself in the Jordan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nothing yet. 1 more time. 7. Look, Naaman's skin has been healed. No more leprosy. Naaman and everyone with him hurried back to Elisha's house.
"Whoa, stop the chariots. Call out the prophet."
"Sir, now I know there is no God in the entire world except in Israel."